Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Sponsored by Virgin Mobile. We'll tell you when your phone is paid off. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Jennifer Zamparelli, 2FM. Good morning. Listen to this. A doll like me was born out of the idea that our unique differences make us special and that children need to see themselves in toys that they play with. Doll maker Amy Jan Ristovitz brings joy with handmade toys for children with disabilities. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous idea. I just had to speak to Amy. And to tell us more, she's on the line all the way from Wisconsin in the US. Amy, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
It's so lovely to chat to you. Now, the dolls that you make, Amy, just to explain to people, why are they so special?
So, I mean, in a nutshell, the kids that I get to work with are the ones that don't ever see themselves on the store shelves. So they couldn't go into any store, or they couldn't go anywhere really and see themselves. But in particular, they can't see themselves in toys. And I think that that's so important. Most of the kids have some type of a medical difference or a physical difference. So a limb difference or albinism, or they have medical equipment or cancer. So that's kind of in a snapshot what the kids that I get to work with.
Yeah, I'm just looking at some of the pictures and it's the cutest thing. I mean, there's a picture here of a baby, must be about 6 months old, with no hands. And the doll beside it has no hands. There's a little girl who's blind, and the doll she has no eye. Like, it's just, and they look so delighted with their toys. It's such a lovely idea. But how is this instigated? How did it all start?
So I have this idea that we all have a skill set that we offer, right? That we all bring something to the table. And I have loved making dolls, I mean, since I could sew. And it was kind of a, you know, Facebook is kind of amazing in that way. It connects people that never would be connected. And there was like a friend of a friend who knew that I could sew dolls and asked if I could do one with a limb difference. And her little girl had just had her leg amputated. And they wanted a doll that looked like her, that she could relate to. And so I did it, you know, not really thinking anything. I mean, not thinking that this would be turned into a nonprofit, certainly. But I did it. And I mean, by sharing on social media, I had 200 orders in 2 months.
Wow.
And it points to how hungry people are for a narrative that includes their kids, you know. And so from the beginning, I mean, for this was 6 years ago, from the beginning, I've never been caught up, if that makes sense. So I've never been, you know, because I've always been overwhelmed by orders, and they come from around the world, because the toy market is what speaks to kids,
yeah,
right?
Totally.
That's where we reach them.
Where'd you get the time? You're a full-time mother of three. Where'd you get time?
Yes,
you making all these dolls?
So I literally sew the dolls at my dining room table. So we have not eaten at our dining room table, like, no joke, in 6 years. So I set up there so that when, you know, if I have 15 minutes, I sew for 15 minutes. And then our kitchen counter, I mean, it always has doll parts on it. It's kind of funny. But I think that, you know, my family understands that, again, I have a skill set that I can offer, and that's just what we are obligated to do. I think, you know, our global community is very small, and if there's something that we can do to make that better for someone, we're obligated to use those skills. I tell my boys that as well.
Well, you're definitely leading by example, because this is non-for-profit and you're showing your kids just all about the greater good and giving to other people who are maybe less fortunate. I mean, you say orders come around from all over the globe. Where have they come from? A lot from America. Have you had any from Ireland? Do you know?
I do, yes. Actually, it's funny. People will always say, and it's funny, because I've had a couple in Ireland and they'll say, just by chance, do you ship to Ireland? It's funny. But, you know, it's been, I mean, they've gone as far as they've gone further than me, actually. They travel more than I do. So like Egypt, there was a really interesting one that went to an orphanage in Colombia for two little girls who had been conjoined.
Wow.
And were living in an orphanage. I mean, it was fascinating. They come from everywhere. I would say it's mostly the United States, England, Canada, Australia is very common. I think it's a lot of the countries where they kind of have an organized limb difference group.
I mean, it's phenomenal what you're doing. It's such a lovely, lovely idea. Unfortunately, it's a shame that you have to do all the work yourself. It'd be amazing if some big toy company would do something like this to customize dolls and toys for kids that they can see themselves in the toy. Why do you think that's so important for a kid, especially with disabilities?
Well, you know, that's funny because I actually think it's important for all kids to see. And until we normalize differences in toys, I think that we're still going to get the questions, you know, what's wrong with your child? Why do they look like that? You know, their hand or their leg, their arm, their face is scary. And until we normalize the toy market, it's going to be a kind of a global problem that we have. I mean, there's two parts to it. Is one, kids need to see themselves in the face of a human likeness, not, you know, I remember I did a doll for a boy and he was about 14, and he had told his mom that the only thing he would see himself in was something mutant. And he had, I guess the Mutant Ninja Turtles have three fingers and he did as well. And he felt like that was such a slap to the face that was how he was represented. And I think that for him, that's important. And then even more than that, it's important for other kids to see this is actually very normal. You know, this is not that unusual. You know, and I applaud toy companies that break into that. You know, yeah. We have American Girl Doll, which is a fantastic company. And people went nuts when they came out with a doll with a hearing aid.
And it's starting to happen now, you know, different shapes and sizes and looks and abilities and disability or whatever. And it's so great to see. But what you do is it's wonderful work because it's so specific to an individual child. It's so, so special. I pray you'll get your dining table back someday. I don't see it happening anytime soon. Amy, thank you for taking the call this morning. Best of luck in everything you do.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Amy. There we go. That was Amy Jan Ristovitz, a doll maker that creates one-of-a-kind handmade dolls that are lookalikes for those unique children with visible physical differences. What a gorgeous idea. If only I could sew, but I can't. I'm desperate. So if anybody else there wants to take on this idea in Ireland, go for it because it's much needed and it's just a lovely, lovely thing to do. We'll be right back.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.